Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, where I'm your host, Kenosha Amen. And I know that it has been a very long time since I've done a podcast. Excuse the noise. It's been a very long time since I've done a podcast because, you know, basically I've been working on myself, doing meditation, inner work, shadow work, things of that nature, just in life in general. Dealing with the many changes that the world is going through and still going through and has gone through. So that's where I've been for the past few months. I decided to do a podcast today because we do have a major event taking place on the Canary Islands. The La Palma volcano has erupted. Now, to get you caught up to speed, if you haven't been paying attention, there have been many things taking place in the world leading up to this volcanic eruption. We've had many strange lights in the sky, which again, many news outlets will try and excuse and say, well, it was a rocket being launched. There may be a possibility that one was a rocket indeed that was launched, but there are other things that are in the sky that are not rockets. Been seeing a lot of what you would call flashes in the sky. They're basically meteorites. So we're in some type of field, a debris field or something. Something is happening where we're seeing more things come into the skies. Like I said before, a couple of months ago where I predicted it and it has been taking place, huge lightning strikes. You had about 3,000 lightning strikes, I believe. It hit in Italy, was it? In Europe? But it just recently had a flood. I believe it was France. They had like 3,000 lightning strikes, and then they had like 2.5 months of rain that fell like within 2 hours. So they had massive flooding after all those huge lightning strikes. Even on the west coast of the United States, California, Southern California, San Diego had, I don't know, about 7,000 lightning strikes a week ago. And it was just lightning, a little bit of rain, but barely any. And it was just mostly lightning and sometimes no thunder, and lightning accompanied by thunder, but huge amounts of energy being released in the atmosphere. Keep in mind, the sun has been very active, never went to sleep. And our weather is affected by the sun. The earth is affected by the sun. And so it is what it is. The earth is female, the sun is masculine. And so when the sun goes through coronal mass ejections and solar flares, it impregnates the earth with energy, and the earth, she responds. That's nature. So we've got volcanoes going off in response to that. Earthquakes happening. Just had an earthquake that hit in California. We had an earthquake in South America. Acapulco had an earthquake. And we had just had an earthquake, I believe it was yesterday, in California, Carson, California. So the refinery there in Carson caught on fire because of the earthquake. So we've had like a succession of earthquakes around the earth, and many events have taken place. Hailstorms, fires still burning on the west coast of America, and the huge flooding that took place in New York City, Philadelphia, and Jersey because of the remnant energy of Hurricane Ida, which did a lot of damage in New Orleans as well. And you still got these storms spinning up in the Atlantic Ocean. And as I said before, I believe I saw a report where readings were done and the magnetic fields associated with the Bermuda Triangle were moving out of the Atlantic Ocean onto the land of America, hitting Florida, hitting the East Coast, and that energy is moving onto America. So we don't know exactly how that's going to play out, but we know it's part of the magnetic pole shift. And we are currently in the age of Aquarius. We moved into the age of Aquarius around a Aquarius around 2013. And so that can't be stopped. Which leads me to today on the Canary Islands, the La Palma volcano is erupting. Now the fear, I want to put out the energy of fear, the concern that many scientists have about a volcanic eruption on the Canary Islands is because that volcano is considered one of the most dangerous potentially. But the concern is if enough, because I believe the Canary Islands got hit with about 4,000 earthquakes, over 4,000 earthquakes before this volcanic eruption. And so scientists have a concern that a large piece of land from the Canary Islands might break off and slip into the ocean and then cause huge tsunamis, or what you would call a mega tsunami. That's a concern. But it's really indicative, this volcanic eruption is really indicative of the energies of change here on Earth right now. And remember, whatever takes place, as humanity awakens, no matter what is taking place politically or what have you, there's huge amounts of humanity every day that's awakening in their own way. You know, religion, it's not that religion doesn't have a hold on people anymore. It's just so many more people are seeing the esoteric or the hidden aspects of religion, which leads them to study other subjects, which broadens their consciousness. So it awakens them. As more humans awaken, this particular dimension that we're in, the illusory nature of it becomes more more available to our perception. And so the illusion starts breaking down, it starts breaking away, and signs of the illusion breaking down or signs of humanity awakening is the natural disasters. The earthquakes, the hurricanes, the volcanoes, the fires, the floods, all taking place as we awaken. As above, so below, as within, so without. So whatever is going on inside of us is just mirroring what is going on outside of us. Or should I say, whatever is going on outside of us is mirroring what's going on inside. Because the inside is what's primary. Inside is first. So many people are going within and awakening. And so that is causing the shift on Earth. And remember, Earth, she is a person too. So she is evolving. She is ascending. Her frequencies are raising because there are other entities outside of Earth that we would call suns, planets. They are entities. We are here on Earth, in this dimension that we call Earth, we are just a part of her. She is who she is because we exist. And just like we are who we are because the cells in our body exist. So that's how it goes exponentially. So there's energy that is surrounding the Earth, causing her to awaken. Her Kundalini is awakening. The ley lines are active, the Kundalini lines, the dragon lines, the energy lines around Earth have awakened because she has to. And anything that's lower vibrational will be cast aside or transformed because this is alchemy. It's just alchemy taking place globally is the same alchemy that's taking place inside of us. So the Canary Islands, the La Palma volcano is erupting. Keep your eyes on that. It's going to hit many of the social media sites. Eventually, they're going to have no choice but to report on it. And remember, the sun has been putting out a lot of energy, so we're getting hit with that. It's September the 19th here in America, and soon we will have a full moon, which I believe is tomorrow. So it's very interesting that you have this lunar cycle, a full moon, energy hitting from the full moon, light in the sky that people are seeing, balls of light, to just meteorite, and other things are in the sky as well. It's craft, beings, entities, We're seeing all kinds of things because the veil is falling. So you got that energy, the sun's energy, like I said, the full moon, and you have the La Palma volcano erupting as I make this podcast. It's going to make the news because it's a pretty major event. I think the last time they had a volcanic flow, a volcanic eruption in La Palma was in the 50s. But we're not in the 50s. This is 2021. We had the Great American Eclipse take place in 2017. 3 more years, another Great American Eclipse takes place, which will form an X across America. So we are not in those times of the 1950s. This is definitely a different world that we're in, and the energies are more intense, and it's a part of the awakening. So keep your eyes on the La Palma volcano and the eruption taking place at the Canary Islands. And I just wanted to bring that information to you. Once again, this is Kenosha Amen for the Age of Aquarius, signing off.